Washington State Republican senators, they just announced the formation of the Freedom Caucus, which is meant to speak for individual liberties, more restrained government with lower taxes, and a more strict adherence to the Constitution. Founding members of the caucus are Doug Erickson of Ferndale, Phil Fortunato of Auburn, Jim McCune of Graham, and my next guest, State Senator Mike Padden of Spokane Valley. Senator, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jason.
So what was the impetus for this formation?
Well, I think it went back to our frustration with the shutdown of the state and the manner in which it was done. We all wanted safety and good health for our citizens, but the manner seemed pretty heavy-handed by the governor, and it was a kind of a one-man show, command and control. The legislature was left out of it, and so back in May, we started calling for a special session, and while some of our other members of our caucus wanted to do that, there were a number that didn't want to actually use our leverage to get the special session called, and by that I mean not approve some of the proclamations that the governor had. There were a lot of proclamations that we agreed with that cut down regulation and red tape and stuff, but the only way we were going to get a special session, we felt, was if we said no more proclamations, bring the legislature into it.
And
so that was the impetus, yeah.
So the folks in the Republican caucus, the ones who are uncomfortable doing that, was it mostly because just the optics of it? Because I can certainly imagine the media not treating that kindly, a proclamation that is not at all unpopular, that the Republicans will say no to, not controversial, that the Republicans would say no to. It would be spun to attack Republicans.
Right. I'm sure that was some of the concerns. And some of the, like I said, proclamations were okay. But the fact of the matter is, in the meantime, like the restaurants were shutting down, people were losing their jobs, fitness centers, restaurants, a whole number of different, and the regulations, things that could be opened safely were not being allowed to do, and it was kind of, you know, one size fits all. You might remember initially they weren't allowing any homes to be built, even though other states were doing this, states with Democrat governors. So it was a huge problem, and we needed to take action. Plus, should the legislative branch be kicked around all the time in favor of a judicial or executive branch? And certainly the Democrat leadership, the legislature, was not standing up to the governor or asserting legislative rights.
And that almost certainly will not change. Although, you know, there are some Democrat voices stepping up and saying the legislature should have more oversight when it comes to this specific issue of emergency powers, whether we're talking about Democrats in the House like Steve Kirby, who's come forward and from Tacoma saying, look, I support a new House bill that curtails some of the emergency powers, say, hey, you've got 30 days for your proclamations. Otherwise, you have to come back to the legislature regardless of when it's happening. And we give you the thumbs up or thumbs down. You've got senators like out in Issaquah, Mark Mullett, who probably are a little bit more friendly to this cause. Do you think right now you have enough momentum to start to swing the pendulum away from the powers to the governor and powers back to the legislature?
Well, there certainly is some momentum and a few senators here and there, but not the leadership in either of the Democrats in the Senate or the House are willing to take on the governor. Even another issue, Jason, which really riles me up, is this 8-foot fence or wall that continues to keep the people out of the whole legislative process. The steps of the Capitol, which have been open for probably 100 years almost for protests of all sorts of things without any real major problems there, remain shut out to people. And there seems to be no plans by the governor or the Democrats in the legislature to push him on that. Our caucus has pushed. All four of us in the Freedom Caucus have been very outspoken about it. To me, that wall's a symbol of tyranny.
Just joining me, I am talking with State Senator Mike Patton, Republican from Spokane Valley, about the formation of a new caucus, the Freedom Caucus, within the Washington State GOP that's focused on smaller government, more restrained government. Does the Washington State Republican Party caucus already not stand for that?
Well, to some degree, they certainly do. Of course, there's a little more of a range of opinions on that. We're able to focus, we think, more directly on some of these issues and let people out there know there's people fighting for them. A lot of folks kind of, you know, feel almost hopeless with the control of things. I know a lot of people in Eastern Washington feel hopeless, and, you know, there's issues that come up, the mandatory sex education deal last year. 19 out of the 20 counties in East Washington voted one way, but King County, you know, votes 70% the other way, and we lose, and yet it's King County imposing those values, and it's not just that issue, it's a whole bunch of issues. They impose that value. It's a whole bunch of bills going through the legislature now to do that sort of thing. So those are kind of concerns. People need to know there's somebody, you know, fighting for them, and certainly our caucus does so. I got to give Senator Braun credit here. He just sent a letter to the governor on taking this wall down, and, you know, initially they said, hey, there's a problem because when you come into session on January 11th, we're worried. Then it was the inauguration on January 20th. Well, here we are, well into February. That's there. I mean, the National Guard, which was armed, and yet they weren't armed for all the problems up in your neck of the woods with Chaz and everything. And, you know, I mean, it's such a double standard. And now you still got the State Patrol there protecting us from what? The Republican building, or the building where most of the Republican senators are. We said we did not want that one fenced around. And there's not been any problems at all with the new House building. So, you know, what are they? What's the governor protecting? What is he afraid of the people? I mean, our Constitution's very strong, Article 1, Section 1, on we the people, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're sending a very specific political message. The Democrats right now are trying to pretend that the violent threat is coming exclusively from the right, and it's overwhelming, and it's all QAnon, whatnot, even though for the last 8 or 9 months they pretended that Antifa didn't exist and there was no violence going on whatsoever. Final question for you, because I actually think this is an issue that some conservatives, especially from a Freedom Caucus perspective, might have some conflicting feelings about. So right now in Olympia, there's a push to decriminalize drugs, which is effectively legalizing drugs. And it's interesting because I suppose I could make the argument that it gives greater freedom to individuals and it limits government's role in an area of individual's choice to choose to take hard drugs. I'm against this bill, but from a Freedom Caucus perspective, would you support it?
No, I wouldn't. I think there is a minimal kind of law and order that you've got to have in society to function. And we've seen what happens. It's not just an individual that's being hurt, and then there is criminal activity that is associated with that happens, and it causes harm to other parts of society. So, you know, there's some innovative programs and drug courts and other things that I support, but I don't think we want to go down the road of decriminalizing hard drugs. I have concerns with some of the proposals to liberalize more and more even marijuana, but we have different opinions in our caucus on that.
Well, there you go. We've been talking with State Senator Mike Patton of Spokane Valley. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Jason. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rants Show. When we come back, we're going to dive into the big local. But first, let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.